Stelling poll. Yeah, let's welcome back the jihadi bride who is unfazed by severed heads. By James Stelling poll on February 14, 2019. When I saw my first severed head, it didn't faze me at all. Says Shamima Begum, the ISIS jihadi bride who just wants to come home to Britain so she can have her baby and live there happily ever after. Yeah. You go, girl. Some women would have screamed, some would have started plotting their escape. But all bold, empowered, post-hashtag MeToo heroine Miss Begum could think about was the potential rapist-slash-murderer once attached to that severed head. Or, as she charmingly puts it in her interview with The Times' Anthony Lloyd, it was from a captured fighter seized on the battlefield, an enemy of Islam. I thought only of what he would have done to a Muslim woman if he had the chance. And this is the kind of person we're now preparing to welcome back into the British welfare system. Really? Where you stand on this issue, of course, will depend on whether or not you are an Islamist and/or a member of Britain's liberal establishment. If you're neither, you'll probably incline to think that this is a no-brainer. Britain is one of the most generous, indulgent liberal democracies in the world. If you live here, you get free housing, free healthcare, free education, free money, law and order, property rights, a handy passport, protection from aggressive foreign powers. For this, remarkably little is demanded in return, save that you don't do anything bad like betray your country or kill innocent people. We'll probably never be able to confirm whether Miss Begum, or any of her fellow jihadists, has been guilty of the second. But she's definitely guilty of the first, as she was, de facto, from the moment she left her East London school with two of her mates to join a caliphate pledge to the destruction of the West and its wicked kuffar. What's quite obvious from the interview is that she doesn't have a smidgen of remorse for her decision to throw in her lot with this manifestly evil, murderous regime. She's not even ashamed of all those Western hostages that ISIS beheaded, claiming, journalists can be spies too, entering Syria illegally. They are a security threat for the caliphate. Talking of security threats, Miss Begum. What country in its right mind would jeopardize the lives of its citizens by inviting into its bosom an unrepentant jihadist from arguably the world's most brutal terror organization, there to live at enormous expense to the taxpayer, constantly needing to be monitored by the security services lest she radicalizes others or plots some new atrocity of her own? I'll tell you which country, Great Britain. This is how liberal democracy slowly commits suicide, through the phenomenon known as pathological altruism. The state is now more interested in parading its moral virtue than it is in protecting its citizens. And because that state no longer listens to us, we are powerless to prevent our inexorable decline into chaos and oblivion.